Good morning, everyone. This is Aishul Chaudhry, and this is episode 3 out of 4 of a podcast trying to dive deeper into gang violence. In episode 3 out of this 4-part series, we will take a look at solutions for gang violence. In this episode, we will try to answer the question, how do schools decrease gang violence? One way schools can decrease gang violence is through gang violence and drug education programs such as DARE and SANE. According to StanfordEducation.com, it says, gang violence education programs such as DARE and SANE have impacted and helped over 80,000 students and educated them to stay away from drugs and gangs since 1983. This shows that education programs for gang violence can decrease gang violence in school because the programs will educate them to not join gangs due to the negative effects of joining gangs. Welcome back from the break. Another way schools can decrease gang violence in schools is by simply banning anything that's related to gang membership in school. Well, according to Police1.com, a website dedicated to finding solutions for crime, it says, ban anything related to gang membership, including weapons, violence, illegal activity, and gang-identified clothing, insignias, and gestures. Staff can be expected to be tested constantly by the subtle and changing forms of gang symbols. Investigate questionable items such as bandanas and sport apparel that may indicate gang involvement. This shows that banning anything related to gang membership can decrease gang violence in schools. Because if there is less things related to gang violence in schools, then the percentage of gang violence in schools will obviously decrease. If schools get harsher on banning things related to gangs, then it will be more easier to identify specific gang groups which are influencing students to join gangs. We are back again looking at ways that schools can decrease gang violence. If the percentage of gang violence is medium to high in a school, then one way that schools can decrease that percentage is implementing a dress code with neutral colors. According to Police1.com, it says, implement a dress code designed to eliminate gang colors in clothing. Possibly adopt school uniforms, but choose a neutral color such as white, black, or khaki. Ask students about colors before implementing a dress code policy. Kids have to walk home and they will get beat up if they are wearing a particular color, said Officer Rudinsky, a police officer working at a school. This shows that implementing a dress code could decrease gang violence because there are a lot of gangs that use specific colors to identify themselves. Let's take rival gangs, Bloods and Crips, for example. If the Crips see a kid who's not even in a gang wearing red, which is the Bloods' signature color, then that kid would possibly get beat up or killed. If there's a dress code at school, then every student will wear the same color, therefore eliminating a great percentage of gang violence at school because nobody can get hurt just because they are wearing a specific color which a gang uses to identify themselves. Welcome back from your last break, where we will be looking at solutions for school gangs. Lastly, schools should encourage staff members to emphasize self-esteem. According to Police1.com, it says, emphasize self-esteem. Many of these students don't have self-esteem. They think they are worthless and think that there is no way out of a gang. This shows how focusing on students' self-esteem could decrease the percentage of gang violence at school. One of the main reasons why teenagers join gangs is to feel like they are worth something, because they feel insecure and don't have great self-esteem. If schools focus on increasing individual self-esteem, then it could possibly make young gang members feel more secure, and they could possibly leave their gang and give more information about their gang so the police can deal with it. Thank you for watching this podcast on solutions for school gangs. With these solutions, schools could maybe learn how to decrease gang violence. And if schools keep on making actions like these against gangs, then it'll prevent more students from joining gangs. In the next episode of How Schools Can Decrease Gang Violence, me, Arby, and Dennis will talk about everything we learned so far in one episode. Think of it as a mixture of all of our episodes into one, where we all discuss how schools can ultimately stop gang violence once and for all. This is Aishul. Chaudhry talking about solutions for gang violence, and have a good day.